Good afternoon. My name is Sergio Galvis. I'm a partner at Sullivan Cromwell in New York. I run our Latin American practice, and I am co-editor of the Guide to Corporate Crisis Management, published by Latin Lawyer. I'm delighted to be here once again with Jack Devine, the founding partner and president of the Arkin Group. Jack always provides insightful and interesting, as well as practical recommendations. Jack, welcome back. Delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you. Notwithstanding that we're doing it at a time of such great challenge and uncertainty.
Sergio, I'm glad we're circling back because the world has been turned upside down as a result of the virus. It's going to have huge political, economic repercussions that are going to be with us for a long time.
Jack, we spent some time in the last podcast talking about the importance of advanced planning and protocols. What do you think companies should be considering in Latin America when updating their protocols to account for pandemics? And particularly, is this likely to be different for regional companies versus global multinationals with activities around the world or supply chains around the world?
Sergio, that's a really good question. And in fact, you and I started years ago, working on protocols. So it's never too late to get started. And those that weren't a believer in this when we were talking about it last time, I think will fully understand the importance of making sure you know what to do in a crisis. Everybody in the executive management knows about it, that you have plans on how to have continuity in the business to make sure that you have thought through the security implications of a crisis and have very detailed plans. And I've gone through people that have a 12-page to a 200-page report. The 200-page is really good, very thorough, but it's not manageable in a crisis. So you have to have an executive sheet for 2 pages. I do think, you know, you have a basic protocol that you can lay over just about anything from floods to a terrorist event. But then if you have that general part of your business, your communications with executives, your messaging, your offsite capabilities in place, then you're in a position to deal with the crisis, that's the unknown. And they don't call it unknown for nothing. You'll never have a perfect plan. So my point is you get it down so that you can handle almost anything, and then you can focus your attention on that unanticipated, the flood, the earthquake, things that, you know, only God knows when they're going to happen.
That's very helpful, Jack. Can we learn from you some of the specific discussions that you've been having with clients in the last few weeks?
I think was really very helpful to one of our top clients is back in January and February, we were able to get in front of them and we were talking to them and developing a plan. How would they maneuver in a crisis? So we talked about that information and that would agility and being able to deal with different problems relating to their. So in January of this year, when it was becoming quite clear that we were going to, we were able to have our clients with the work that had been done beforehand and continuing to tell them what supply chain. In other words, the pandemic was going to, what would that lockdown look like? What policies would the government be taking? What would be happening to their plants? Would they be able to get the products? Very detailed questions that were tailored to their specific, a blue sky view of everything that was happening. I also think one of the things that was very important is that we were able to, you know, provide real-time advice about, because I have companies with 900, 1,000 employees, and they're doing offsite communications. And when the dust settles, I think it's very interesting to see how effective a lot of companies have been in doing telecommuting and social media. I think it may change business practices, frankly.
Are there specific consequences given the dependence in certain countries on oil revenues of having the pandemic crisis develop side by side with the crash in the oil market?
when we look at the impact of oil in Latin America, obviously there are several countries that have reliance on oil as the backbone of their budgets and their economies. And when we reached for the first time in history a negative price on oil, I mean, it's astounding. But I think for planning purposes, you know, this needs to be taken seriously. This environment has a number of downsides. It's not just oil revenue being decreased. Tourism is being impacted, travel, airlines, investment in Latin America, which you and I were both optimistic about. It's not that people aren't going to invest in Latin America, it's just that where is the investment going, period, around the world? So I think, you know, we went from a pretty upbeat frame of mind to one of, I think, deserved concern about the region. Now, the companies that were best prepared and best organized to deal with their employees, the better they'll fare. But even there, the macroeconomics of each country are going to have an impact.
The novel coronavirus, essentially one big unknown, has resulted in a global crisis. How can our clients prepare for other big unknowns that present such an immediate and thorough global as opposed to regional impact?
That, again, is a really sharp question, Sergio. I mean, you know, my background, it's been, you know, I spent years in the CIA evaluating and collecting information. I've been in the private sector doing the same thing. Our firm does a fair amount of work in what I would call the intelligence area. I would say this is a time where the private sector needs to be thinking about its needs for really hard information about what's going on in its industry around the world, but you know, its supply chain. And there's going to be so much disinformation and so many people opining their views. The companies, and I know several of them are our clients, spend time and resources on being well informed. And I would say one of the very first things I think companies need to do is to make sure that their senior executives a routine system of evaluating the company, not only within its own productivity, but in this macro world that we live in, all the things that can impact on their supply chain, can impact on the security and stability of their investments around the world. So I think intelligence is really important.
Jack, once again, thanks so much for joining us and our audience today. A reminder to all, Jack Devine contributed a chapter to the book that we edited, published by Latin Lawyer, entitled The Guide to Corporate Crisis Management, focused particularly on managing corporate crises in Latin America. Once again, Jack, thanks for being with us.
Sergio, again, I very much valued and enjoyed today's discussion. I think, as usual, you've hit on what I think are the big issues for us in Latin America, and hopefully we've been able to move the ball down the court a little bit in that understanding, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about that. Thank you.